It's a schuss and an honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayera, we have so many things to do. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. And then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. And this week's Parsha is also very special because it's my father's Bar Mitzvah Parsha. So the Torah tells us in Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Aleph, Vayera Elov Hashem Ve'Elonei Mamre, and Hashem appears to Avram in Elonei Mamre, V'hu Yoshev Pesach Ohel Kechom Hayom, and he's sitting at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. So Rashi right away tells us, Vayera Elov, that Hashem appears to Avram, Livaker Es Achola. He comes, quoting the Gemara in Sota, and Daf Yedalanam and Aleph, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to visit. Avram was a sick person. We know in last week's Parsha, Parsha's Lech Lecha, Avram Avinu, at 99 years old, gave himself a bris milah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to see how Avram is doing. And then Rashi tells us in Kechom Hayom, it's the heat of the day. Rashi quoting down from the Gemara, that what does it mean? Hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chama Minartika. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that the sun was so intense. He didn't want Orchim to come. He didn't want guests to come. But once Hashem saw that Avram was mitzta'er, he saw that Avram was very was much in pain. Because there were no visitors here. Hevi malachim. He brought malachim bidmus anashim in the form of men. Question one. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? Why did he make the sun so strong, stopping guests from coming? And then he realized that Avraham was mitzta'er. Just bring the guests. Furthermore, there's so much detail of the whole incident that he goes and he prepares the food for them. And the Torah goes into the exact detail what he prepared for them, him and Sarah, and how Ushe'u goes. And he made them kemach. And he goes and he gets everything. And the chema, he gets the butter. Why so much detail? We know every word is precious in the Torah. The Gemara tells us in Menachos and Daf Choftes that Rabbi Akiva was darshan. He went and made a drasha even from the tagin, from the little crown on a letter. So every letter is precious. Why so much detail? And furthermore, we know that the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Beis, that Avram, what was his pillar? The world stands on three pillars, Ala Torah, on the Torah, V'Ala Voda. Avodah meaning tefillah, v'al gemilas chasadim. And where do we see gemilas chesed? From Avraham, this week's parsha. But we're talking about angels. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu just bring men, bring people? Why do you have to bring specifically angels? The Torah goes on and tells us about that then an angel comes and he tells, again, right in the beginning, Rashi tells us that each angel, v'hineh shlosha anoshim, there are three men, but they're really angels, and they each had their own job. Rashi brings down that one, according to Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Pei Vav, that one was coming to tell Sarah, Levaser at Sarah, to tell her she's going to be giving birth to a son, waiting for that son. The Echad Lahafoch at Stone, and one's coming to that he's going to turn over stone. The Echad Lerafos at Avraham, and one is going to go and heal Avraham. And then right away, after this incident, with the Malachim that Avram is able to show Gemilas Chesed, it goes right into the Maisa of Sdom. And we know Sdom was a very wicked place. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that this place has to be destroyed. And Lot was there. And Lot also did acts of Chesed, because he learned from his uncle, he learned from Avraham. And it says in Perek Yutes Pasuk Hey, Vayikru El Lot Vayomer Lo Ayei Anashim. So Lot was a little different because Lot looked for the men. Avram had the angels, but he looked for the men. But then there's something fascinating. We know Avram is going and having a bargaining. He's trying to save the city, and then Hashem says, No, listen, I have to destroy Sodom. And it tells us in Perek Yutes Pasuk Chaf Dalid, VaHashem Himtir Al Sodom. V'al Amora Gofris Ve'esh. Rav Shechter writes in his Sefer, quoting Rav Salvechik, we know that V'Hashem, the name of Hashem, Rashi tells us right in the beginning of Bereishis that there's a difference between Hashem and Elohim. Hashem represents Midas Rachamim, mercy. Ask the Rav, we're turning over stone and we're using Vahashem, Midas Rachamim. We're destroying Sodom. We're making it into fire. And we're destroying it. That's Rachamim. What is stone? Why are they so bad? We know the Mishnah tells us in Perikei Avos. Very, very interesting, famous Mishnah. Perikei, Mishnah Yugimel. Arba Midas Ba'adam. There are four character types. Ha'omer Sheli Sheli V'Shalcha Shalcha. My property is mine, and yours is yours. One opinion says that's Midah Beinonis. V'yesh Omrim Zumida Stone. Wow. What does that mean? What if a person says, mine is mine and yours is yours, that's a Midah of stone. What is stone about? Why do we have to eradicate stone? Why is it right after the Parsha of the Malachim? And why this Lashon of V'Hashemim Tir? Why is that Midas Rachamim? And lastly, again, there's so many incidents in this Parsha, the Maisa of Lot and his daughters, but obviously, whenever we talk about Parshas Vayera, we have to talk about the end of Parshas Vayera, the Akedas Yitzchak, one of the pinnacle moments in all Jewish history, and we know that we read on Rosh Hashanah, the idea of Akedas Yitzchak. And the obvious question is that whose test was it? We know that Mishnah tells in Pirkei Avos that Avram had 10 tests. And all the Mefarshim say that either the last test was Akedas Yitzchak, or some say that it was the 9th test. But whose test was it? Was it Avraham's test? Was it Yitzchak's test? And furthermore, the Medrash says that after Avraham passed this test and didn't kill Yitzchak, and he offered a korban instead, it says that Yitzchak ran to the base medrash. What? Why was Yitzchak running to the base medrash? He just, one of the most amazing events of Jewish history just occurred, and he has to go and run, learn Baba Metzia, go learn Masechet Shabbos. Where is he going? So again, we have a lot of ideas here. Let's just chazer over. Let's just review, make sure we have the questions in our pocket. The first question, why did Hashem do this incident? Why did he make that the sun came out, blocked the guests, and then he needed Avraham to want the guests? Why is Chesed built on giving to angels? Why specifically angels? He could have brought people also. And why so much detail of the story of what they cooked for these people? That's section one. Section two, what is Stone about? Why are we so strong and we have to eradicate stone? And lastly, the Akedas Yitzchak, the end of the Parsha, whose test was it? Is it the test of Avraham? Was it the test of Yitzchak? And why was Yitzchak running to the Beis Medrash? So the Yesod that I want to speak about is the idea of Chesed. What does Chesed mean? What does Chesed represent? Chesed, if anyone would ask, what is Gemilas Chesed, a person would say that it means kindness. But it means a little more than just kindness. Chesed means that you look to the other person and you see what they need. Not what you need, what they need. It says right in the beginning of the parasha, very interesting, it says, Vayira Elov Hashem. And then the next pasuk it says, Vayira Vine Shlosha Hashem Nitzav Malov. Vayera Vayerats. So it says Vayera twice. So Rashi picks up on it, because Rashi picks up on anything, quoting down from the Midrashim. Mahu Vayera Vayera Shtei Pamim. Harishon Kimashmo. The first one is like what it sounds, that you see something. Vasheni Loshen Havana. The second is that he understands, right? Someone says, you don't get something for a little while, and you're like, oh, I see what you're saying. Wow, it's great. What do you mean you see? You understand. No. When I say I see, I understand. Ah, Vayera means I understand. But it means deep. It means looking and understanding your person that you're dealing with and seeing what they need. That's what Avram represents. Avram represents this midah that he saw people coming and he wanted to do chesed. He didn't see what he needed. He didn't need anything. He could have, you know, just done whatever. But he saw people traveling. And he said, I need to give them so much. I need to make sure that they are satisfied. And he went and he ran and he did all these things. Because Avram looked to the other. He had such a rutzon. He had such a desire to help his fellow Jew. That's what he was all about. How do I know that Avram had such a rutzon? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw it within him. He brought down the sun and he made it shine so strong, there'll be no guess. And it bothered Avram. Avram said, I can't do this. I need to help someone. Imagine, right after Bris Milah, 99 years old. And he goes and he says, I need to do Hachnasis Orchim. I need to help people. I'm the person that's going around trying to help the world, trying to understand. I understand, after 40 years, I realized, according to the Rambam, after 40 years, I realized that there has to be a God in the world. As we spoke about last week, how he lived with Hashem, how he wanted to do everything for Hashem. And he said, now I need to channel it to someone else, but I need to give. I need to give as much as I can. Not what I think, but what I think they need. And sometimes we don't always know what someone needs. Sometimes you have to ask. Sometimes it's difficult. But if you ask someone what they need, and not always will they say they need something, because sometimes people don't want to say what they need. But if a person is vayera vayera, he learns up, and he really understands the other person, then that's giving them what they need. Rav Pam said, you know, sometimes you could give someone what they need just by listening. Saying nothing, just by giving them the ear, but really being there for them. You know, when a person's talking, focusing and being there, that's also giving. Giving could be physical, but giving could also be just listening, smiling at someone, seeing how they're doing, calling up someone and saying, hey, how are you? I haven't spoken to you in such a long time. Sending them a WhatsApp, a 30-second WhatsApp. Wow, I haven't spoken to that person in 5 months. But send them a WhatsApp, give them a call and say, hey, how are you doing? That's giving a person what they need. Why do we have to eradicate stone? Because stone was the opposite. Stone represented that they had a lot of money. It was very wealthy, stone. But they didn't want to help anyone. You know why Avram had to go and he had to show? Even, we're talking about angels. He's not really even giving them anything. But he needs to bring into the world that there's a stone in the world. And there's a stone, there's a theory of stone that says that don't give to anyone, care about yourself. Don't care about anyone else, just care about yourself. And Avram said, I'm trying to preach and I'm trying to go around and show everyone how there's a God in this world. But I'm also trying to show everyone that a person has the ability to give. A person could be godly. Because just like the Kaddish Baruch who goes and he gives, and he does everything for us, a person also has the ability. Mahu chanin, afata chanin. Just like he is merciful, so are we. The Ekmarin Sota and Daf Yadalit. Just like a Kaddish Baruch who is Mavakar Chole, so too we could be Mavakar Chole. Because we could get out of ourselves. So Avram is going, and he's showing even angels. Even something that can't really even get something. Did Avram know that? Not clear. But he said, I need to bring into this world this idea that I want to just constantly give. And that was a fight against stone. Because stone said, forget about it. Think about yourself. Owning yourself is important. The Gemara tells us, Mavasar and Daf Yud Beis, there's a midah stone. Zenene v'zelo chaser. What's zenene v'zeh lo chaser? That I'm not losing anything, lo chaser, and I'm going to be able to give hana to someone else. So stone says, listen, even if I'm not losing, I don't have to do it for you. Okay, there's interesting questions. You know, you take someone in a car, and you're going there anyways. An interesting halakhic shayla. Oh, Uncle G, an interesting halakhic shayla. If you go and you take someone in the car, does that person have to pay? What do you mean? Are they doing anything? So there's an interesting debate. Zenene v'zeh lo chaser. Are they really doing anything? Maybe there's wear and tear in the car. Maybe a person doesn't really want to have that person in the car. They need their own. They want to listen to their own thing. They have someone to talk to. Okay, that could be. They are chaser. But again, sometimes there's events. Zenene v'zeh lo chaser. I'll tell a practical way that zenene v'zeh lo chaser that we could all do. And I, you know, my wife was raised with this, and we try to give it over to our children. It's an amazing thing, is that, and I've spoken about this before, is that when you go to get yourself a cup of water, go and give someone else a cup of water. You know, they'll think that you're crazy in the beginning, like, what do you want from me? I remember once I went and I brought someone a cup of water, and he's like looking at me. He's probably like thinking to himself, like, whoa, I know you were the water boy on TABC basketball. Why do you have to bring me water? Like, what do you want from me? I don't have any money for you. I didn't want any money from him. I didn't. But I brought him water to show that here, I'm getting myself a cup of water. Why not bring you? It's such an easy thing. When a person brings a chair, he could go and bring two chairs. Zenene v'zelo chaser. Because we fight against me the stone. And Avram had such a rutzon, he had such a desire to help another fellow Jew. To help a fellow, not even a fellow Jew, he didn't even know they were Jewish. He thought they were Goyim. And he said, I need to help, because I need to bring into the world to fight against stone. You know, they tell a story of the Brisker Rav, talking about Vayera Vayera, that you have to look deep, you have to think, you have to see, how can I help? Someone came to the Brisker Rav and they asked him the good Shaila, are you allowed to do... on the Leil Pesach, are you allowed to have 4 cups of milk? So they said, go ask the Gadol HaDor. It's an interesting question. And he looked deeper than that. The Brisker Rav said, come with me. Let's make sure you have food for the Seder. I'm going to take care of you. Because if you're having 4 cups of milk, that means you can't have chicken at the Seder. That means you can't have meat. He looked deep. He looked deep. He saw that this person needed more. They weren't just asking a Shiloh about, do I need 4 cups of milk. They were saying, I'm very poor. He was able to look deep, and that's what the Gedolim are. But we have to look big. My elementary school principal, Rav Gross, would always say, Natan, when you go and you give, Nun, Tof, Nun, when you give, you always get back. Because giving is getting. Because you show yourself that you could be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you could give. You know, Yam HaMelech is salty. It's very salty. It hurts when you go in. It burns. Right? That's where stone was. Right? You go on the highway and you got stone. There's a big lady. Looks like a big lady with the salt. Everyone thinks it says on the highway, Sodom lady. Right? Because Lot's wife, she looked back, she's turned into salt, everyone's taking pictures, you know, you have to be careful with Corona. No, but again, it's a big rock. But Yam HaMelech, the salt. Why? Because Yam HaMelech just takes. But the Kinneret has good water. Why? Because the Kinneret gives out. It gives out to other, right? And it also gets, but it gives out. That's why, because it's sweet tasting. Says Rav Soloveitchik, you know, when the Torah comes and says that Lashon Vashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Vashem is going to go destroy stone, it's Midas Rachamim. Why is it Midas Rachamim? Because stone has to be destroyed. This type of just, I'm only in this world just for myself, it needs to be destroyed. And that's what Avram represented. Avram showed that I am a Gemilas Chesed. I am going to go and do Chesed, even when I just had Bris Milah. That's the comparison they say. Why is Avraham with Malachim? Because Malachim, as we've spoken about before, Malachim don't have Bechira. They're just status quo. They can't go anywhere. But Avraham, Bris Milah, as we've spoken about last week, Bris Milah represents the Bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a person works on himself. Says the Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah Beis, that a person, Hashem didn't create us perfect. We have to work on our midos. We have to try to make ourselves better. And he's coming right after Mila, and he's going giving angels. Angels, you can't change yourself. But I could change myself. I could give. I could do whatever I need to build that relationship with you. So then we get to the end of the parsha. Akedas Yitzchak. One of the pinnacle moments in Jewish history. And now comes along Rabbeinu Bechai, one of the great Rishonim, and he says, whose test was it? On the one hand, maybe it was Yitzchak's test. You know, Yitzchak turns to his father and be like, Dad, again, it's a machlokas achronim. Did Yitzchak know exactly what was going on? Midrashim seem to say that he did know. Or maybe he didn't. It's machlokas. However, says Rabbeinu Bechai, Yitzchak could have turned to his father and be like, Dad, I don't know if God told you to kill me. He actually told you to kiss me. You know, K-I-L-L. It's not K-I-L-L. It's K-I-S-S, Dad. You messed up on the two letters. You know, you make a little mistake on a little email. A little dot. You can't get it through. Dad, you made a mistake. So it says Rabbeinu Bechai that when Yitzchak heard that this was going on, it was like Tor Shebal Peh. It wasn't coming from a Kaddish Baruch. It was coming from Avraham. And it was a great test for Yitzchak. But then says Rabbeinu Bechai, but it was also such a great test for Avraham. He has to go and shecht his son, his beloved son that he was waiting for, that the whole dynasty was going to be created with the son, and he has to go shecht his son. So such a great test. Says of Dessler, Avram is showing everyone that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Avram is showing, as we're saying now, chesed, he's showing kindness, looking into someone else and trying to give them exactly what they need. And all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him and says, Avram, you got to go shecht your son. So now he's like stuck. I'm a giving person. I'm against Avodah Zarah. And you're telling me to shecht my son? Says Rav Dessler, the biggest test is happening right now. Because it doesn't make sense to Avraham. I want to do Ratzon Hashem, but it doesn't make sense to me. But Avraham says, you know what I'm all about? I'm all about Ratzon Hashem. And even if I don't understand everything, I'm still going to do the will of God. I'm here for the Ratzon of Hashem. It's very interesting. We know that, obviously, he was not shechted. And we have Akedas Yitzchak. And the Torah tells us, very amazing, the Torah tells us that what's that place called? Bayikra Avram Etshem Makom Ahu Hashem Yireh. Found in Pasuk of Beis, Pasuk Yedalet. Hashem Yireh. Rashi says, Kitagamo Hashem Yivchar V'yireh Lo. And this is going to be the place of the Shechina. Hashem Yireh. Says the Meshech Chochma, beautiful. We never find anywhere in the Torah that it says Yerushalayim. We're found all over Tanakh it says Yerushalayim, but never Yerushalayim in all the Torah. It says the Meshech Chochma, but right here it says Hashem Yireh. Oh, but I don't get it. What about the other part? Yerushalayim, Hashem Yireh, but where? So says the great Meshech Chochma, right in this week's Parsha, Hashem Yireh Shalem. Who was Shalem? The Torah tells us that Malchisedek, Perek Yedalet, Pasuk Yedches, Malchisedek was Melech Shalem. Rashi brings down in the Gemara Nedarim that who is it? Who is Shalem? Shem. Who is Shem? The son of Noach. Yerushalem, Yerushalayim. Avraham. Avraham represents Hazemesh Chacham, beautiful. Avraham represents Hashem Yireh. Akedas Yitzchak represents, I'm doing the Ratzon of Hashem. I'm doing whatever I can. Even if I don't understand it, I'm still going to do the Ratzon Hashem. I'm going to be that giver. I'm going to believe in Hashem, but I'm going to do whatever I can. And who's Shalem? Shem. Who's Shem? He was on the boat with Noach. Noach represents, and Shem represents, giving to animals. The greatest chesed that was going on was in the table. And we spoke about that big Ramban. The famous Ramban, that a person has to do his shtadlus, but he has to realize Hashem's doing the world. But there was chesed going on in the teva. They were giving to the animals. That was chesed shel emes. They were just giving. They were creating that the world was going to have animals, and the whole world was going to be able to continue after. You don't get greater chesed than that. Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, says the Meshech Chochma, because Yerushalayim represents the Ratzon of Hashem, but it's also Ben Adam Lechaveiro, Ben Adam giving, as we're talking about now, these two ideas, this Ratzon, this ability to just give, and the ability of having a real desire to follow Hashem, and that's Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, She'ir, She'chubra, She'lo Yachdav, all Kai Yisrael. The Gemara tells us about Basar, Daf Chafez, Tosus tells us that Yerushalayim, all of Klal Yisrael will get together, give karbanos, and people will be involved in Yirei Shamayim, and there will be togetherness. That's what it's about. So that's this idea here, that a person goes and he gives whatever he can. So whose test was it? So on the one hand, it could be the test of Akedas Yitzchak. Yitzchak had to, I once heard from my father-in-law, Rav Alan Shorts, that Akedas Yitzchak, he had to bind himself. It was his test. But on the other hand, it was Avram's test. It was both of their tests, maybe, a different level. But it was showing the Ratzon of Hashem, that I want to do Hashem's will. A great thing happened a long time ago. I had four kids. I went to the supermarket. I went and took four kids to the supermarket. And again, when you go to the supermarket, the one rule is don't go by the treat aisle. You go by the treat aisle, it's going to be bad unless you're ready to get them a treat. So I was not determined to get them a treat. And I was not going to go to the treat aisle. All of a sudden, one of my three-year-old girls, she sees the treats and starts screaming. So right now I'm stuck. What do I do? If I make a whole fit, and then afterwards I give in, then she'll know. She could always have a fit, right? Always the problem, these issues. Or do you just give in right away? But this kid had a rutzom. They were going to get that treat. So I said, okay, I'm not going to fight. And I got a big, big idea from that. There's a rutzom. There's a desire. Because we have to build within ourselves a desire. We could accomplish whatever we want. We just need to have that desire. And where do we learn that desire from? From an Avraham. Avraham had a desire in the beginning of the Parsha to do chesed. Nothing will stop him. I don't care if it's the hottest day of the year. I don't care if I had a bris milah. Nothing will stop me. I need to do chesed to be similar to the Ribbono Shel. And then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to me, and although it's so difficult, I have that desire to fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes along the great Shemin HaTov. I was zoiche that my grandfather had thousands and thousands of svarim. And I was able to get his Shemin HaTov, so precious. His Shemin HaTov. Rav Weinberger, a great Rav, a beautiful svarim. And he says something amazing. He says, you know why Yitzchak had to run to the Beis Medrash? Ashamed the Aver. Because Yitzchak, he was willing to die al Kiddush Hashem. But imagine Avram was willing to live al Kiddush Hashem. Imagine having the feeling every day that waking up and saying, I can't believe I killed, I fulfilled the will of God, I killed my son. He would have to live al Kiddush Hashem. When Yitzchak saw that his father was willing to do that, he had to run to the Beis Medrash of shame. Ben Adam lechaveru, Avram, Ben Adam lemakom. And he ran because now he needs to live his life al Kiddush Hashem. We need to realize that chesed represents the idea. We get out of ourselves. We look what the other person needs. We try to give them what they need. Well, what we need. To give them what they need. That's what Avram represents. He had to beat out a stone. A stone represents just, I'm in the world for myself. Nothing else. I'm in the world for myself. And we need to fight against the stone. And that's what Avram represents. And Avram represents from the Akedas Yitzchak that I'm here to live al Kiddush Hashem. Baruch Hashem. We're able to live in this world. Everyone has challenges, but we're able to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. We can live al Kiddush Hashem by doing chesed, by helping one another, by learning Torah, by doing mitzvot, by focusing on our davening, reaching out to Hashem, thanking Him for all that He's done for us, and continuously, always is doing for us. Bezat Hashem, we should learn from an Avraham, we should help others in all areas, and we should have this ratzon, we should have this desire to keep on getting closer and closer to Hashem. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.